Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, men and women, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, coming live to you from the Mr. Night Guy Studio in sunny Hollywood, California. Time to turn your dial to the station and make it smile. WMNG, Mr. Night Guy Radio. This is the Night Shift, and I am your host, Guy Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. WMNG, Mr. Night Guy Radio, sponsored and brought to you by your friend in the neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees/them prices. Make sure you put that on promo code Guy Nice. Let them know the Night Shift sent you. Get your nice little discount. Also, show your support for the show so we can get a little, you know, more money we raise, more time we have to be here with you on the Night Shift. Actually, I'm coming live to you from a secluded enclave in Hollywood, California, known as Dr. Parnassus Imaginarium. So for a minute, take a walk with me, right? It's been many wars throughout the history that we know. Many innovations on the battlefield because of those wars. And what's at stake? What was at stake with those wars? Freedom, some might say. Throughout the history of warfare, the means of war, the munitions of war, have evolved in many ways. They have went from single load gunpowder in a ball in a musket to automatic machine guns. Automatic machine gun, right? No shit, right? Automatic shotgun, fully automatic shotgun. If you ain't seen that, Google that. That shit fire. Automatic shotgun, 100-round drum in your Glock, 9mm. Along with technological warfare, psychological warfare, and our favorite classic, chemical warfare. Also, we'll walk along those lines. Like throughout that exploration of chemical warfare, there've been a lot of documented experimentation on people. Agent Orange is an example, right? I believe. Well, it is a chemical weapon. I know that for a fact. Whether or not it was experimenting and shit like that, I'm not so sure, but I know there is cases, man. Google ain't my friend at the moment. Sorry. We have fallen out, but we're going to get it back together. Be on the lookout for the OK Google Olympic Games coming to you summer of 2020. So Agent Orange is a chemical weapon. What it do, I'm not sure, chemical weapon. So let's say throughout the process of them creating these, okay, chemical weapons, right, they also start creating biological weapons, because that is the thing, in case you don't know, biological warfare. They start expanding biological warfare, and then, you know, what does that entail? Well, that means manipulating life that already exists, or trying to create new life that's purpose is to kill or destroy or whatever. eliminate the overall goal of warfare, I feel like. You create, not, let's say, life, but let's say organisms and bacteria, things that are viruses. Let's say they made their own mistake. They're trying to make something else. They're trying to make something like Agent Orange, which we deem, you know, legitimate warfare. I don't know if they use chemical. I know they use chemical warfare in the street with pepper spray and shit like that. Don't be fooled. Now, the terms, I put the term out there and you think it just applied to this other shit, but now it trickle on down the line, man. So make sure you're paying attention. I don't got 30 minutes. Ain't a lot of time. I can't break down anything, all these subcategories, man. You got to stick with me. Now, Google might be your friend, so I suggest you get yourself prepared for the OK Google Olympic Games Summer 2020, sponsored by and brought to you by Mr. Nice Guy. And this segment of the Night Shift is brought to you by KB Toys. Make sure you go over there and check that out, man. You can get that jiggly butt on sale, $29.99. They were in a spring sale. So y'all motherfuckers don't be having any shit pregnant in the fall. Anyway, let's say throughout their process, they create biological weapons that are vicious. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you create devastating things on accident. I think the A-bomb was an accident. But, you know, look what happened in Hiroshima. A-bomb being another weapon that we feel like is susceptible to use in warfare. So while you creating all these weapons, you know, because they made a lot of guns to make the gun that they use now, you know what I mean? Most of them we don't use no more, you know, the 45 Colt revolvers of the Wild West. You collect the items, the Prairie shotgun and shit. Not to mention all the, you know, grenades and things you would just have for collecting because it ain't live. What they call them things, man, the mines and shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe in modern warfare, Call of Duty and all that. These are things that we say is okay to use in warfare. People haven't collected edition. They went through a lot of different models to get to where we are now to have the advancements. Like, if people think about advancements, the only time you look at it is in technology with your phone and, you know what I'm saying, all the, your computer and my Wi-Fi and my TV that wrap around and it's 80 inches and I cover my whole living room wall and shit. The only time we look at these advancements, but there's also other advancements in the world. You got to be paying attention to things slide by you. And remember, we're in the Imaginarium now. We're just taking a walk. We ain't necessarily saying none of these things are factual. I'm just putting it out there. You make the decision. So you got to store all these things that you done created somewhere, right? Because you done made a couple things along the way that shouldn't get out there yet. Like, yeah, this will get the job done, but that's too brutal, man. It might violate the Geneva Convention, and you be in big boy trouble for war crimes and shit like that. You can't have that. You know how serious offense that is. So you got all these things where you keep them. Let's say you decide you're going to create a committee to keep them, man. You know, you're going to, for all intents and purposes, give it a nice name and call it Center for Disease Control, you know what I'm saying? Where they deal with all type of things at this location or through this institution. So you got an institution where all these hazardous things are being held, which in itself would be a hazard, would it not? Because if anything were to happen to this place, then all this shit would just be out here, right? On about. So you create this place and you store all these things there, and it's a place like any other place, like, let's say, McDonald's, you know? It's a place like Whack Arnold's. And you have people that work there that don't necessarily too much give a fuck about their job. They're here collecting a check just like you, just like me, just like the other 999,000 billion motherfuckers that's working in the world. I know it's not an accurate number, but I can do whatever I want to here because we're in the Imaginarium. So, you have people at this place that work here, that, you know, they're going through here and they're just doing this shit like you're doing this shit. Got the headphones on, don't really want to talk to nobody. I just came to buff the floors and shit. But then you got other people here who live for that gossip and that bullshit and that yah-yah. And then you got other people here that are stealing and that are corrupt and trying to get over, you know. You got other people here who are just negligent, and you got other people here who probably on controlled substances, and you got other people here who, you know, on down the line. None of these things that are put in place are foolproof. We all know that. Even that don't exist in the Imaginarium. So let's just say some of this shit got out somehow. Some of these things that were created in the quest for dominance in the battlefield, in biological and chemical warfare. 516-418-5813, in case I ain't give you the number. Think I forgot about you tonight. I'm sorry. I'm just in here super stoned, man. Got that good gas. 516-418-5813. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. Fire your blunts up, and let's keep on rocking. You in Imaginarium with Dr. Parnassus, and I'm your feature host, Guy Nice. So let's say some of this shit got out, and for whatever reason, like, some good examples of these things would be all of these epidemics and some slash pandemics that have been very over the last 3, 5, 10, 20, maybe. I don't even know. You be the judge. Like Zika, Ebola, swine flu, bird flu, all these. Now it's norovirus, from what I hear. All these little diseases that are passing between people so easily. But we want to talk more about the serious ones. I would even say possibly HIV. There's been all kind of allegations out in the world. You know, the world's a crazy place, and all one needs is an idea and the courage to voice their opinion. And then whoever chooses to follow them, this may or may not become fact. So there have been many allegations thrown around. We don't know what has it, but you must admit, since we're in the Imaginarium and all, that it's a strong possibility the creation of some of those things, because we don't know what the fuck they've made. They don't tell us anything, man. You believe the myth of a transparent government? There is nothing transparent here. It is, in fact, very covered, sometimes by white sheets and red robes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not launching any accusations. I'm in the Imaginarium anyway. You just keep on traveling. But you got to admit there's a possibility. Some of the shit that's out here that's so deadly and it's decimating people, bro. Decimating them. Populations of people, bro. Countries and shit. You got to admit that's a possibility, right? Because we don't know what the fuck they created in there. So now you got Zika is the latest thing, right before that with the Ebola. Now, what made me want to fire up the Imaginarium and take this trip with you tonight is yesterday I watched a documentary of sorts on HBO about the Ebola virus and its effects on some of the countries in Africa and stuff. And to my knowledge, you know, I'm a stoner, dog. I kill a lot of brain cells and shit. But I ain't no dummy, I don't think. Either that, I'm good at bullshit. You be a judge. Me in the Imaginarium once again. So, my familiarity with the Ebola virus has always been that it's a flesh-eating bacteria, a flesh-eating disease, should I say. Way back from when this shit was first introduced into your databanks, your cognitive resources, way back in whatever it was, 90, 80, whatever the fuck. Before that, I didn't exist. So, but when this shit came out, that's how it got stored in my internal ROM, at being a flesh-eating bacteria. So as I'm watching this documentary and they're talking about this disease and what it's doing to people, and, you know, it's no sore open sores or, you know, there ain't no staph infection-looking shit going on and nothing. Sometimes people bleeding out their eyes and, you know, ears and mouths and different shit. But this is attacking them in a way that they're having diarrhea and vomiting and they're very weak. Like kind of like the flu, but also with the stomach flu and all, you know, it's a virus. And some of that side effect shit is the bleeding and shit. But it's no open wounds infection, there's no flesh eating, nothing. So I was kind of thrown off for a minute. Like, did I just make that shit up? Because, you know, I got good imagination, you know what I mean? That's what makes the imaginary my second home. So I might have just made that shit up. I don't know. I make up a lot of shit. Who knows the truth anymore, right? So I need to go to my friend Google. So I go to Google and I say, hey, Google, is Ebola a flesh-eating disease? And Google pulls the shit up and it's, you know, tells me about the Ebola, like hemorrhagic fever or some shit. And it explains to me the things that I just explained to you, some of the side effects and symptoms and things problematic with people, it explained to me also that 90% of people that get infected with Ebola die. You know what I'm saying? Some of the statistics on that shit was crazy. No cure. So, company that with the documentary I was watching, and there's a lady got sick 2 weeks later, she was dead. She got sick because her mom got sick, and when her mom died, she washed her body in a customary tradition. Of course, we all know how unsanitary that may be. Still, once again, in the imaginarium, nobody knows if any of this shit is true or not. Let's just leave it there. We're just talking in theory here. They have a team that's there that's designated to come and try to remove the bodies from the homes after the people die. Now, these people want to bury their family members, of course, right? As I've aforementioned, one of their traditions is now we wash the body of the family member and we keep them here until we bury them. So that poses a health hazard, as we all know. So you have a team that's going in there trying to remove the bodies from these people who don't know where you're taking the body. They don't really know much about you or your organization or what you're doing. So, yeah, the responsibility falls on you to go in there and to explain who you are. But you also have to convince them to allow you to leave with the body. And a lot of people really wasn't going for that shit for those reasons, that they didn't know where you was taking them. And that's not how we do shit. We good on that. But they were being very aggressive. They even made threats towards the lady and the other gentlemen that were there, part of the team. And in reality, in a way, they're trying to help you, as far as I can see. Because anything could be possible here. So they're trying to help you, and they presented it that way, that they don't want more people to get sick. Because it passed so quickly. And people die so quickly. So I watched this lady tell her story about how difficult it was for her to do her job and go here every day and argue and fight with these people. But she's doing it because she want to help her country. She's doing it because she want to help this community. She want to help people. She trying to save lives. She's trying to keep these people alive, spread the awareness. It was a sad thing to watch. It made me feel like I need to do something better with my life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm doing good work with Mr. Night Guy, but maybe I need to do something, go out there and really put my hands on it. But it would be a very, very, very sad truth if it was a truth, right? That possibly these things, these diseases that are killing all these people and they suffering terribly before they die were created by our very own human race. That would be a terrible thought, right? That's why I had to take you out to the Imaginarium so we could walk through that. That's a little bit too heavy for you to handle in your real life, right? A little too much thought thinking going on. Just let me do the thinking. You keep on smoking and drinking. I got this. The night shift got nice. Hard pill to swallow, right? So we talking about pills. So I give you that analogy real fast. Let's sit and stay inside the Imaginarium and keep it coasting. I got the three-wheel motion. Add that blunt. Puff pad player, you know the rules. So, let's say, for instance, because last night I did a long little speech about, the benefits of marijuana and legalizing and all that shit and all the different, you know, whatever. You, if you tune in, I appreciate it. If not, hey, sorry, check the archive, player. I do this every night. You got to keep up. Shout out to all the loyal listeners, everybody in Knife Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody on the board, man. I see you out there, 516-418-5813. Now, let's say the epidemic that I was talking to you about last night, because this is like epidemic. This epidemic heavy in the imaginary. Anything possible, right? So let's say that this epidemic that I was talking about with prescription drugs and Vicodin and hydrocodone and OxyContin and all this shit, the opioids is what they are. You know what I'm saying? Opium base. Let's say at one point in time, now I'll give you this for a fact, like I told you last night, all these narcotics, all these scheduled narcotics right now, even alcohol, at one point in time have been used as a form of medication in one capacity or another. That's a fact. Google that. Fact check me. Ain't no sticky stat there. So even the argument was that they used to use opium as medicine in ancient China or whatever. They would crack open the, poppy seeds and all that. You know the stories. You seen the Wizard of Oz, motherfucker. Don't make me send the flying monkeys at you. So let's say we created these groups of medications that were based upon opium. And we introduced them into the market now, and this is our new way of treating this pain that comes from these illnesses. Okay? What illnesses, we ain't going to say. We're going to step away from all that other shit, just wipe your board, use your nice little imaginary eraser. What diseases, whatever, fibromyalgia, osteoporosis, carpal tunnel, all that shit. Pain from accidents and, whiplash and all that. We're treating pain with these medications. That's going to be our purpose. So we started administering these medications to people. Same way that we regulated marijuana in its medical form now, right? Very strictly in low dosage and, low concentration, low volume, all that. And then someone comes along and say that we're under-treating patients. We're not medicating them to the degree that we should. Why that would be an argument, I don't know. Use your imagination. So throughout this conference of this person who had the idea and had the courage to step up there and speak their opinion, everybody else adopted that and said, yeah, quite possibly that may be true. What we need to do is medicate more. So you increase the amount of prescriptions that you're writing and the volumes for which those prescriptions are. You feel like the pain too tough to handle or whatever. But by doing this, you create a system of dependency which has users of these medications which are now addicted because of the strength and the fact that they're based on opium. I believe that's a scheduled narcotic. That's something I need to Google. Let me find out where that fits in, whether that's higher than marijuana or not. And who last motherfucker got popped for opium? I don't know. You might know. I don't. Shout out to Pepe, man. You create these addicts through your system now with your medication. And some of these prescriptions and these people, now that's being abused as a result of this possible scenario, you have to crack down on this because there's too many people that are overdosing and dying, and we're creating a junkie population with this now. And that's not what we wanted to do. We just wanted to medicate the patients. So now you're more strict with strict than you regulate with greater detail who you prescribe the drugs to and how long you allow them to have it. So you take that away from all of these other addicts now, the people who were your patients before. You take away their medicine. Even on another degree, a derivative of another opioid, which is derivative of opium, heroin, more easily acquired and sometimes cheaper, depending on who you got insured, or where you getting them, I guess. Hey, so you had those people who were addicted now who can no longer get the medicine, and also the people who were just like, fuck it, I can't afford that. I'd rather just do this now. So you re-energize the heroin epidemic with our quotations now. Everybody do it with me, your air quotations. War on drugs. With our war on drugs, we've created even more people who are dependent upon substances that are now classified as narcotics. The war on drugs has ended up incarcerating more people and making the government more money. And even private owned prison owners and corporations making them more money. States and governments who own these penitentiaries making them more money. Insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies making them more money. But you know who's not making any more money? You and me. We losing money. We losing money paying attention to all these other wheels that they spinning in front of you. Like, you correct me if I'm wrong, man. I want some feedback on that, whether or not Ebola was a flesh-eating virus, whether or not that ever crossed your brain like it crossed mine. Because what happened to that? Now, when I Googled it, I did see some reports where they had it there, but as I was reading the stories that they had there, they didn't even speak about why this was a flesh eat, nothing, none of that shit. It was stories from years ago. So they did call it that. I know I ain't make that up, but on the other side, it's not, it don't have nothing to do with being a flesh eating bacteria. I just wanted to walk through that with y'all, man. You let me know. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a conspiracy show. I done said that before. I warn you every night. What type of show is this? This is a lifestyle show. This is my lifestyle. These are things that I just sit and think about, maybe because I be smoking such great bud. Make sure you check out your local dispensary and holler at your bud tender and only get the finest. Ask them for that pressure. That's that brand name. Sponsored and brought to you by Mr. Nice Guy, the one and only. Your friend in the neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. But maybe things just ain't the way they are presented to you. And maybe it's a lot of things that you let slip by the radar. I done started again, but it cool, man. We'll get to it. Just be patient. But we'll come back around with the political shit. I feel like the election that is unfolding in front of our eyes as people of the United States of America is only an example of the things that I'm saying to you right here, these little tidbits that I'm throwing at you. You watch it play out in front of you, man. It's a guy who done went up there and said everything except for I can whip all the other candidates' ass. He done went up there and said everything but that. Like, yeah, but I can whip all y'all ass, so I ain't even worried about this shit. He done said everything else, bro. Anything else that you can imagine, he done already said. And people eating this shit up. And I'm not even gonna put it in the demographic of people that's eating this shit up, because it's a lot of different people around the board. Apparently, I don't meet them, but they seem to make it on the TV. And I feel like everybody who behind this man, 'cause they feel like he just go out there and say whatever he want to say, and that's completely true. He do. He say whatever he want to say. He ain't gotta be true or not. He just go out there and say some shit. Is that who you want as your president? Because that who you want, bro, I'm right here. Fuck him, man. Fuck with your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm younger. I got more swag. I got the real politics. We talking about legalizing across the board. We gonna solve the deficit and all that, bro. Economy finna be thriving. It gonna be a green. The green 2016. You know what I'm saying? I'll let your boy. Guy Knight for president, motherfucker. I appreciate y'all tuning in and listening to another edition of the Night Shift, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. I've been your host, Guy Nice. I hope you had a nice little trip through the Imaginarium. Shout out to Dr. Parnassus tonight, you know what I'm saying? We'll be back Monday at our regular scheduled time. Make sure you tune in for more info about that election and that dim and that Mr. Nice Guy days in Denver. You know what I mean? Till next time on the upside. Coming down.